Zoomer Radio, the original greatest hits, just like that one from 1970, Be My Baby, from the amazing Andy Kim on the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Late last week, Andy received the most incredible and deserving recognition. Andy was named an Officer of the Order of Canada for his incredible body of work and for demonstrating an outstanding level of talent and service to Canadians. Andy is a gem of a human, singer, songwriter, compassionate community leader whose focus on mental health has raised millions over the years. Welcome, Andy Kim. We love you and we are so happy for you.
Well, you know, the love is reciprocated back and forth between everybody at Zoomer, but especially both of you.
Thank you. Well, we have sung backup with you, makes sense.
Yeah, we're close.
Right? Andy, tell us the story of how you found out you were being inducted as an officer of the Order of Canada.
I get emotional when I think about it because that's the last thing I think about is a bow for things that you love to do and things that you never think about. And for me, I got a phone call from a stranger, for all intents and purposes, and said they were from, the Governor General's office. And I didn't really know or understand. I thought maybe they wanted to take my passport back or something. But I, as soon as I realized that it really it was not some kind of a prank or something, I started crying. And I just went right to my mom and dad, God rest their souls, because they really didn't understand what I was dreaming about and that I was leaving Montreal to go to New York to find I don't know what, because I'm just kind of a dreamer at heart. And they tried to tell me that, you know, dreams, you've got to get a job. You've got to work at Eaton's or get a job somewhere. And but I had other thoughts. But I think that the biggest emotional attack on my whole being was that I just wish they were around just to see how wonderful the country that they came to as immigrants just kind of blessed me with something that I'll never forget.
Mm-hmm. Andy, you deserve this. Can we just say, Janie and I talk about you a lot on the air and off the air. You are among the most successful Canadian artists of all time, and you have a sense of humility that we've never really seen in other artists. You are just the most humble person, and you never think you deserve what you get, and you always deserve what you get.
I don't know how to explain it. It's just not my nature. You know, I write a song, I go into the studio, make a record, and the record comes out and it becomes a hit. And I'm excited about that thought. But I don't know, there's kind of a separation between the third of four brothers who grew up in the tenements of Montreal to all of this. So it's never the leading factor in my life. I think the most important part of my life has been the ability to kind of dream and have those dreams come true. That's the part that fascinates me.
Well, talk to us about what it means to you to be Canadian, and I guess why this award is so special.
Well, you know what? My parents loved this country. They came here from the mountains of Lebanon with no money, and I guess they soon realized that, you know, living in a country that rewarded hard work and dreamers, and they accepted all races and ethnicities, and they always reminded us of how beautiful Canada is for us, for our friends, for our church, for the friends that they had. And I think at the end of the day, I got to believe that this beautiful country is where people often find the impossible possible.
You're a great example of that. Have you got any details about when the investiture ceremony will take place, Andy?
No, I think they're backlogged because of COVID. So I think 20 years from now.
The anticipation will be amazing.
It doesn't matter as long as they send you the little pin and you promise to wear it every single day, right?
Well, I've been wearing it since I received it a few days ago.
Oh, wonderful, yes. And
it's a magical pin.
Yes.
It really, really is. Look, I don't want to take too much of your time, but I am so honored that I'm part of the Zoomer family and how much time you give me, and I sure appreciate your time with me.
Oh, Andy, listen, that pin looks awesome on your jammies. Can I just say it looks so good? We are legitimately so happy for you, so proud of you, so deserving of this incredible honor. Andy Kim named an Officer of the Order of Canada. Lots of love to you, Andy. Thanks.
Okay, see you soon, everybody. Thank you so much.